Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now, here's a message from Pastor Dan Roth.
And I've had a word on my heart about pride for a while, but tonight I wanted to talk about what it means to us as Americans. Many people today say that they are proud to be an American. Now, I understand the sentiment, okay? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I myself have said I'm proud to be an American. I'm glad that the Lord planted me in this land. I'm very happy that I get to be a part of this nation. In fact, I've traveled the world. I do believe that America is the greatest nation on the planet. That's just me personally, okay? And me personally as well. I've traveled all over. I've gone coast to coast, border to border. I've traveled around the world. And I think California, even with its smog and its problems, is still the greatest place on the planet to live. So anyways, live stream people, I'm sorry. I love you all. You probably really love where you live too. You just don't know what's going on here. Can anybody say amen to that? I mean, come on now. It's just crazy that you could be in the mountains and then, you know, drive down to the beach. It's just nuts where we live. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And I'm very blessed to live here. I'm very blessed to be here in the Inland Empire as well. And sincerely, I'm grateful to God for what he's given us. Now, I could say that I'm proud to be an American and use the terminology, but I want to kind of flip some things because I think that we're innocently saying something that we don't really mean. See, because I search the Bible, and as I read through the Bible, I take a look at the heartbeat of God, not just what God is saying on the surface. What is the passion of God? What is the heartbeat of God? What's the behind-the-scenes story? What's really going on the inside of God? Because God can speak something, and without the passion, without the heartbeat, without the character of God, without really getting in there and seeking God's face. See, I could say, I love you, and if you never saw my face when I said, I love you, if I said, I love you like this, I love you. You know, that would be one thing. But if you saw me look like this, I love you. That'd be a totally different meaning, right? So in the Word of God, you can read through the pages and you can catch what God is saying without understanding what God is saying. Anybody know what I mean when I say that? Clear as mud? All right, praise the Lord. Nowhere in the Bible do I ever find God saying that we are to be proud. Never do I find God saying we need to be proud of ourselves, proud of our accomplishments, proud of our families, proud of our nationality, or proud of our land. I never see God saying that he's proud of us. Never. And maybe in some of your newer translations, you can find that, you know, it says that, but then go ahead and look up the original language and see what's really being said. Because as I searched the Bible, and today I did one of those internet word searches where it pulls up every verse in the Bible that uses the word pride or proud, and I read every last one of them, and in the two translations I looked through today, I could not find one use of the word proud or pride that shed a good light on those words. And yet we say, you know, I've got, you know, American pride, or I've got, you know, Latino pride, or, you know, this pride, black pride, you know, even in our land today, there's people shouting gay pride. See, when you start to level these things up against each other, all of a sudden they don't look so attractive anymore, do they? And yet, we want to tell our children we're proud of them, and we want them to feel like we love them. But never in the Bible, again, and I'm not trying to be petty, I'm not trying to play the semantics game where we're arguing over words or anything like that. And I know the value that I've received from people that have said they are proud of me, and I understand the sentiment. I'm not trying to be petty. Please don't walk out of this place tonight and say, Pastor Dan, so we shouldn't say that we're proud of anybody. No, go ahead and express your heart, and if those words come out, that's fine. Because I know that there's a different meaning to what you're saying. And again, the heartbeat behind it is what God is interested in. He's not so interested in the exteriors. But as I look through the Word, God never said he was proud of Jesus. And if anyone had a reason to be proud, it would be God, the Father of Jesus, his Son. And yet, when Jesus walks in obedience, when he's baptized there in the Jordan, the sky splits open, the heavens are rent, the voice of God comes booming forth as the Spirit of God is descending like a dove on Jesus, and the voice of God speaks and says, "This is my Son, I'm really proud of him?" No. What does he say? He says, "With whom I am well pleased." As I was thinking about this and praying about this, I told my wife, I said, I think I'm going to not tell the boys or my girl that I'm proud of them. I think I'm going to tell them when they do something good, I'm pleased with them. And at first, my wife had a little bit of a problem. She said, well, they still need to know that you're proud of them. I said, I think they will. But I think if I do what God does, then I'll get the results that God wants for my life. So I tested it out a little bit. One of my boys came in, and he was helping out. He was cleaning up, and I pulled him in, gave him a big hug and a kiss on the cheek, and I said, hey, bub, because I call him bub. And I said, hey, bub, that pleases Daddy when you do that. Big old smile on his face. I mean, his heart leapt. The kid was just excited. You know what he was doing? Running around trying to find more stuff that pleased Daddy. Yes. It works. But I believe that God wants us to follow in his footsteps. God wants us to live a life that makes him proud. No, that is well-pleasing in his sight. Without faith, it's impossible to make God proud. No, to please God. Finding out what is pleasing to the Lord. The prosperity of God's servants pleases God. See, God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God is not proud. God is not haughty. God is not arrogant. And in our lives, I believe that we need to get a hold of this concept. Because I believe that a lot of what our nation is going through is because we are proud in the negative sense of the word. A lot of what our nation is going through, and mark my words tonight, I'm not a prophet, I'm a pastor. But I believe that if you look down the road, if we continue in pride, we're going to end up in a very sad place as a nation. I don't want to be a doomsday sayer or anything like that, but the word of God will come to pass, positive or negative. The choice is ours. And we need to take a look at what the word of God has to say, because Proverbs 16:5 says this, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. And when I look at that as a nation saying that we're proud of who we are, I understand the sentiment, but at the same time, I think, my God, is that the path that we're on? Are we actually fighting against the Lord because now the proud heart has been lifted up? See, according to the Bible, with pride comes shame, comes arguments, and eventually, you know the verse, pride comes before a great fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. Now, we have a couple definitions that we've used at this church of pride. Pastor Deborah said it like this. Pride is independent, selfish desires. See that up on the overhead. Pride is independent, selfish desires. See, when we start to get lifted up in pride, it's independent of God, independent of others, and it's directed at self. It's focused on the almighty trinity that we've set up as me, myself, and I, right? That unholy trinity. Independent, selfish desires. And Pastor Jim stated it like this. Pride is self-exaltation, while humility is God-exaltation. We'll see that as we go through the message tonight. Pride is self-exaltation. In other words, when we're using terms like I and me and look at here and the desires for us to be elevated, that's self-exaltation, that's pride. But humility is look what God did. Look what God set up. Look how God came through. Look what God is doing in my life. Look how much God came through. Look what strength God gave, what provision God gave. Look how God just made a way. That's humility, is when we start to exalt God. Now, a couple of statements I'm going to make tonight. We're going to take a look at some verses. First statement is this. Pride comes from within and defiles us. If we can look for where is the root of pride, it comes from inside of us. Jesus made this statement in Mark chapter 7. You want to turn there with me. Mark chapter 7. And in Mark chapter number 7, verse number 21 through verse number 23, we read Jesus speaking. They're talking about foods and that sort of a thing. Jesus said, what comes out of a man, that defiles a man. Verse 21, Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the heart, everybody say out of the heart. See, this is a matter of the heart. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy. And what's that next word? Pride. Out of the heart comes pride. And then the next word, I believe, is tied to it, foolishness. Verse 23, all these evil things come from within and defile a man. If we allow pride to start in the heart. See, and that's why, and can I just be open and transparent with you guys tonight? This is something that me, as a Christian, as a man, I deal with this. I have dealt with it from the time I was young. I was that kid that everybody was annoyed with because he was teacher's pet and wanted everybody to know how cool he was, right? I thank God presently that God gave me a wife who is not as impressed with me as I am with myself at times, okay? Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Thank God for that woman because she helps me to stay humble and she tells me, boy, you ain't all that in a bag of chips. You ain't even the bag, you know? So I'm like, geez, okay, all right. But I thank God for her because why? Because she oftentimes shows me, she's like the mirror showing me, hey, look at yourself for a second. Take a look at what's going on. What is that inside of you? And I say, yeah, you're right. You're right. But pride comes from within, and we got to check our hearts. We got to take a look at our motivations. What is it internally that makes us want to be seen? What is it that wants to be lifted up in that way? Why do we have to force ourselves? See, it's independent, selfish desires. It's about us. So we got to take a look inside and say, okay, God, is there something going on inside the heart that I need to take care of? Is there something I need to do? Is there somewhere I need to change? God, what can I do to this heart? God, change the desires of my heart. Lord, help me. And God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will come inside and reveal those things and start making the changes. Here's another statement for tonight. Pride deceives us and blocks God out of our thoughts. You can actually find, I don't have time for all the scriptures tonight that we could have gone into, but pride actually deceives us. As we get lifted up in pride, we start to believe our own press. You know what I mean by that? You know, it's like the people, I don't know if I should go there with this. You think I should? Yeah? You guys are so bad. But you ever seen people that do like 5 selfies a day? Right? And you're kind of like, are you really into that? You know? Are you putting that out there for everyone else? I don't know. I just wonder about that. Man, they must really like themselves to take that many selfies. And normally there's not a crowd of people around them. I don't, maybe there's something to that. But in any event, We get ourselves infatuated with our own self, and we start to believe our own press. I'm the strongest, I'm the best, I'm the biggest, I'm the baddest. And we start to get deceived, and then eventually it blocks God out of our thoughts. Because when you start taking a look at yourself, you're no longer looking at God, is that right? Because what you focus on the longest becomes strongest, and therefore if you're getting your eyes off of Jesus and getting your eyes on yourself, you've got your eyes on the wrong thing. Is that true? Let's take a look at it in the Word. Psalms 10, verse number 4, the wicked is proud and his countenance does not seek God. Look at this. God is in none of his thoughts. Why? Because he's full of himself. And that is wicked. What is wickedness? It is anything that is contrary to the will and way of God. When we start getting our eyes off of God and get it onto ourselves, that is now wicked, and God is now not in any of our thoughts. One of the fruits of pride, if you have a root, right, you can trace it out and find out what the fruit of it is. One of the fruits of pride is the desire to be right or to be heard and to be respected, right? I know this is oftentimes the case with myself. I am right. You know, we have an argument in the house. I'm the man. And you got to put your fist down or stomp your foot or something like that and make yourself feel even more, you know, big or weighty or whatever it is. Is the desire to be right, is the desire to be heard and to be respected. Sometimes it's not even about the argument, is that right? It's more about your pride. And you're wanting to be heard more than you are wanting to be right at that point, and also to be respected. Sometimes, you know, in our culture, we want to be respected. It's about what we've accomplished, what we've done. And you better respect me because, you know, I got the education to do this, or I've got the tenure to do it. You know, I've been around longer than you have, young pup, right? And we start getting this thing built up on the inside of us. And that's going to block us and block God out of our thoughts and out of our lives. See, we may indeed be right. We may be heard. We may be respected. But pride always wants more. That's why it's the snare of the devil. It's like a fire that eats but is never satisfied. It's continually eating away at our lives, always wanting more. See, because that one level of respect will only go so far because someone else will come along that's more respected than we are. And all of a sudden, I got to have more respect than that person. Or we'll attain to a certain level, we'll get this degree, or we'll get this amount of money, or we'll achieve this goal. But pride is always eating away at us on the inside. Remember, this comes from within. And there's going to be a void in your heart, and you're going to continue to lift yourself up in pride. Why? Because I have to do more. I have to be noticed. I have to be heard. I have to be respected. I have to be better. I. Brings us to the next one. Pride looks only at the present selfish desire impatiently. See, as you continue to go down this road, it starts in the heart. Deceives us in our minds, blocks God out of our thoughts, now starts looking only at present selfish desire impatiently. All of a sudden, it's not good enough. No, but it's also not fast enough. It's not ever going to be enough. It's that fire that keeps eating away. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 25, he who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who, look at this, trust in the Lord will be prospered. Notice the difference. See, pride says, I got to have it now, and it goes and stirs it up, and it fights, and it bickers, and it complains, it backbites, it gossips. Why did they get the promotion? I should have got the promotion. I'm way better than, you know what, I'm going to go and give them a piece of my mind. And all of a sudden, we're walking into an argument. We're stirring up strife, stirring up conflict. But look at this, he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. That means you can kick back, you can rest, you can wait patiently. You don't have to tell anyone about your accolades or your accomplishments. You just let the Lord do that for you, and God will bring you to the forefront. God will take care of you. God will make it happen. God will do it in his time, in his way, and guess what? It'll be the right way, and there won't be people in your wake that are hurting. It was the start of a clap. Can I clap now, Pastor? We can. It's all good. Which brings us to the next thing. Pride is not from faith. It hinders blessing. Pride is not from faith and hinders blessing. See, the Bible tells us everything that does not come from faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse number 23 at the end of the verse. So pride is not walking in faith. If you think that you can be faith-filled and prideful, you can only be full of one thing, either faith or pride. One will cancel out the other. So you can either cross over into faith and believe God for it, trust in the Lord, just wait on God, right? Put it in his hands, in his timing, in his care, in his way, or you can go the way of pride. But look at this, pride is not from faith and therefore hinders blessing because everything that does not come from faith is sin. And if God blesses you in sin, you will stay in sin. The plain and simple truth. Very familiar verse. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4. Usually we quote the end of this verse, but take a look at the beginning of the verse. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4. Behold the proud. In other words, look and see. Take a look tonight as we talk. Remember, we started this talking about our nation and how we're proud to be an American. Listen, I am not proud of anything any longer when I look at the word and I see verses like this. Take a look and see at the proud. His soul is not upright in him. Now remember, we're three-part beings. We're body, right? We are spirit. That's the part of us that's born again. And then we are soul. That's our mind, our will, our emotions, our feelings. And something ain't right up here with the proud is what the Bible's saying. Something has gone wrong. We're deceived. But, or in other words, contrast with this, the just shall live by his faith. See, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. When we are in pride, there's always going to be in the back of our mind that concern. I'm saying I'm tough, but am I tough enough? I'm saying I'm wealthy, but am I rich enough? I'm saying I'm smart, but am I smart enough? I'm saying I'm cool, but am I cool enough? See? And there's always that doubt, that fear, and that unbelief. It's really, this is kind of crazy when you look at it. It's really insecurity. You are not secure, therefore you put up a front, you put on the mask of pride, you lift it up, you start deceiving yourself, you start hindering your blessing. and you get out of faith. But look at this, the just. The just really means the uprightness, the right will and way of God. The just, the upright of heart. See, the proud is not upright, but the just, the upright, shall live how? By his faith. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't have enough resources. But God is going to make a way. But God is going to do it. But God will come through. See, the only time we're given permission in the Bible to boast is to boast in the Lord or to boast in our weaknesses. Doggone it. That's the only times. Searching the Bible, looking over these pages, reading it year after year after year, studying it. I mean, I looked. Please, know this. I looked. I studied. I researched. I was trying to find a way out of this today. But the only time we're given permission to boast is, number one, to boast in the Lord. Or if we're going to boast in ourselves, I will boast in my infirmity. I'm not cool enough, not smart enough, not nice enough. I'm born in the wrong area at the wrong time, in the wrong place, the wrong way. My goodness, even my dog is ugly. Now, we have a cute dog. That wasn't meant for us. That was... See, she'll get mad when we get home if I call my dog ugly. He's cute. Praise God. But see, we're allowed to boast in the Lord, and we're allowed to boast in our infirmity. In other words, it ain't about us. Pride just is, it deflects, right? That heart of faith says, you know what, it's not even about me. This is about God. You know what, I'm not really that great, but God is great. I can't do it, but God can do it. I don't have enough, but God has it all. I'm not wise, but God is the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God. I can't make a way. I can't bust through, but God's going to break through. God's going to make it happen. God will take us there. Can you imagine a nation that believed God? Can you imagine a nation that trusted in their Savior? Can you imagine what America would be like, church? Can you imagine what San Bernardino would be like, church, if we would believe God and live by our faith? Which brings us to the last thing. I don't want to leave you here in pride, because there's a way out. Do you know that? The Bible gives us a way out. And the way out of pride is humility. In other words, the Bible has a lot of oxymorons in there, little things that shouldn't be but are, because that's just the way God made it. God didn't want us thinking too much of ourselves or trying to figure it out and formulate it and make it happen and then say, oh, look what I did, right? So God makes everything, kind of flips the world upside down on us, turns things around. So the way up is down. And the way down is up. You say, Pastor, what on earth does that mean? Here's what it means. If we exalt ourselves in pride, if we lift ourselves up, we know that God is going to bring us low, right? Because the proud are an abomination to the Lord, and pride comes before a great fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction, right? Okay? So we know that the way down, if you want to find yourself humiliated, just go up. Exalt yourself in pride. You will find that at the end of that road is ruin. There is a big cliff that you're going to fall off the end of. But if you really want to go up, then you got to go down. And that's the conundrum of the Word of God. That is the unanswerable question. How does that work? I don't know. God just makes it happen. God just takes something and turns it upside down. See, if we lower ourselves in humility, the Bible promises us that God will lift us up. I want to show you two verses from two different authors in the Bible. Okay? Two verses, two different men. Both saying the same things. First of all, James chapter 4. Turn there with me. James chapter 4. I want you to remember where this is. So I want you to turn there in your Bible to the book of James, right after the book of Hebrews. Y'all know where Hebrews is from Sunday mornings. Right after Hebrews, you'll find the book of James. James, the fourth chapter. Great book. James, the fourth chapter. First of all, verse number 6, I want to just point this out. I don't have this up on the overheads for you, but verse number 6, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Okay? Now, look at verse number 10. Look at what verse number 10 says. Can you read it with me? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Isn't that amazing? How many of you remember singing that way back in the day? You guys remember that? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, right? You guys remember that one? Some of you guys that have been around a while, you remember that one, okay? Campfire, right? Guitar, okay? That's a great verse to memorize. Why? Because if you want to go up, look at this. Humble yourselves. What does humble mean? Humble means it's the same word of humiliate, to bring low. It's that word to come under, right? When you lower yourself. See, pride lifts self up. Pride says, here I am. Pride says, look at me. Pride says, I can do it. Pride says, it's all about me, myself, and I, right? That's pride. But humility says, I'm going to lift God up. Remember, humility is God exaltation. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Fully trust in, have faith in, depend on God, lift God up, right? Because who cares if they see me? I'm here for 100 years if I get that, right? 120 if I hold on for dear life, okay? Because that's the maximum allowed time. But really, you start reading the Bible, you find Moses saying 80 years if we have the strength. So we've got a limited amount of time. When you take a look at the millennium and then expand that to eternity, our little time here on the earth is just a twinkling of an eye, here and gone. That's it. That's all you have. And so if while I'm here, if I don't lift up my name, but I lift up his name, look at this. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. God himself will lift you up. I don't know about you, but I think God can take me higher than I could take myself. Is that right? Okay. That's one verse. Let's take a look at the next verse. You're there in James. Turn over to the next book, 1 Peter. Excuse me, I'm going to cough for a second. Can you mute me in the sound? Good. Thank you. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 5. Take a look at it with me. Look at this. Remember, two different men, two different authors in the Bible, both saying the same things in two different letters to the church. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 5 says this, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. In other words, give each other preference. Love one another enough to give of yourself for the betterment of someone else. Don't make it about you. Be submissive to one another. And look at this, and be clothed with humility. You know what that means? Wrap yourself with humility. Do you know that humility is attractive? When you find somebody that's humble where it's not about them, oh my goodness, you just want to hang out with them. If you ever have a conversation with somebody and they keep turning it around to God, my goodness, that's attractive. That's something that you want to be around. That's something to be desired. Clothe yourself with humility. Why? For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Did we not just read that in the book of James? Okay? Now look at the next verse. Verse 6. Therefore, let's read it together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. See, that's not in you time. That's in due time. We would like it to be in you time, right? God, lift me up. God says, no, you need to stay down underneath this hand for a little while longer. Yeah, you need to stay there, child. We're growing here. I'm shielding you from some attacks of the enemy right now. I'm keeping you from pride. There's some fiery darts coming at you. You need to lift up that shield of faith, child, right now, and stay underneath the hand because there's protection here. You need to stay here and humble yourself, and at the right time, whoosh, I'll take you up where you need to be. I will lift you up. I myself. That's a promise from Almighty God himself that he will lift you up in due time. If we trust him, we just give it to him. So the way out of pride is humility. Tonight, many of us are seeking a blessing. Many of us are praying to God for things. Many of us are believing God in areas of our life. And for some of us, including myself, it hasn't been happening. Why? Because it's been pride. It's been a hindrance. D.L. Moody in his book, Men of the Bible, said this, there may be some confessions we need to make to be brought into close fellowship with God. I have no doubt that numbers of Christians are hungering and thirsting for a personal blessing and have a great desire to get closer to God. If that is the desire of your heart, keep in mind that if there is some obstacle in the way which you can remove, you will not get a blessing until you remove it. We must cooperate with God. If there is any sin in my heart that I am not willing to give up, then I need not pray. Tonight, some of us need to repent of pride. And I'll be the first one to get on my knees before the Lord right here in this pulpit, confess my sin, and repent of pride. Humble myself before God. I want to close with this tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. Take a look at it with me. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Oftentimes when we talk about praying for our nation, we read this verse. But it's so important that we realize that it's not us lifting up our name. It's not about lifting up Rock Church or lifting up Pastor Dan or Pastor Luke or Pastor Jim and Deborah. Not about us lifting up a pulpit platform star. Not about us lifting up a band or a ministry. This is about us lifting up the name of Jesus. Can I just brag on someone else? See, because we can boast in our weaknesses. We can boast in others. The Bible gives us permission, right? The Apostle Paul said, I knew a man who was cut up in thirst. I'll brag about that guy, but I won't brag about myself. When it comes to me, I'll brag in my infirmities. But our pastor who founded this church, when he started this church, he said, God, I want to have a church that doesn't know the name of Jim Cobray, but knows the name of Jesus. And that prayer has been answered, because there's many times I've heard him say, man, I went in the courtyard, nobody knows who I am. The parties and different things like that. We said, well, pastor, they don't even go to our church. They just came for the party. But I really do believe that the Lord has answered that prayer. And I find myself echoing that prayer, not to exalt myself in front of you or make you think any better of me, but who cares who knows me on this earth? As long as my wife loves me, children know the name of Jesus and are proclaiming his name till he comes. As long as there's a church loving people to life, my goodness, who cares who knows me or them or him or her or whoever? All I care is that they know the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.